According to the jobs plan on the campaign website, Obama's plan would cut $4 trillion from the national deficit. He says it combines spending cuts with some tax increases to the country's highest earners and wealthiest corporations.
First, I want to end tax breaks for companies that are shipping jobs overseas. Give them to companies that are investing and creating jobs right here in the United States of America. Number two, I want to cut our oil imports in half by 2020 so we control more of our own energy. Third, I want to make it a national mission to educate our kids and train our workers better than anybody else on earth. I want to recruit 100,000 new math and science teachers. I want to train 2 million workers at community colleges for the skills that businesses are hiring for right now.
Obama says his plan is in stark opposition to what his Republican opponent Mitt Romney is proposing, which could add up to $8 trillion in new spending.
That says folks at the very top get to play by a different set of rules than you do. They get to pay a lower tax rate. They outsource jobs. They want to roll back Wall Street reform. That was his philosophy in the boardroom. That was his philosophy as a governor. And if it sounds familiar, it's because that's the philosophy that created a great recession.
Many Obama supporters at the rally booed. William Dennis, a veteran, said the president's job plan is more than what the opposition is offering.
You don't know what you're going to get with him from one 24-hour cycle to the next.
The president has started saying Romney is hoping voters will forget that. He calls it Romneysia.
Don't worry, because this is a curable condition. And Obamacare covers pre-existing conditions.
In previous speeches, Obama has called Romney's plan top-down economics. Obama claims it's not possible to pay for continued Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans unless taxes on people with lower incomes increases.
He's hoping you won't remember he wants to give millionaires and billionaires a $250,000 tax cut. Because the only way he can pay for it is by either blowing up the deficit or making middle-class families pay more in taxes.
The speech comes just 12 days before the November 6th general election. Obama has spent a lot of time campaigning in Florida and other key swing states like Ohio and Virginia. But despite the quickly approaching election day, the Obama camp is pushing voters to cast their ballots. Former Florida governor and ex-Republican Charlie Crist has endorsed Obama and spoke at the rally. He urged voters to get as many people as they can to the polls.
From now until the end, and we got to run through the finish line. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family members. Talk to your students, your fellow students at school, people that you work with, people you go to church or synagogue with. Talk to everybody and take nothing for granted.
Republicans have criticized Obama for failing to deliver on his 2008 campaign promises, citing stalled job growth and a still high unemployment rate. But Obama told supporters that he has kept plenty of promises.
I told you I'd end the war in Iraq. I did. I said we'd transition out of Afghanistan, and we are. I said we'd go after those who actually attacked us on 9/11. Al-Qaeda's on the path to defeat. Osama bin Laden is dead. A new tower's rising over the New York skyline. Our heroes are coming home. I've kept those promises.
He also boasted his success with health care reform, even though it's one of the most highly contested policies of his first term among conservatives.
I promised that we would pass health care reform so nobody goes bankrupt when they get sick. We have. I promised to preserve Medicare. We have.
People packed into Centennial Park in Ybor City by the hundreds. Still hundreds more spilled out onto the sidewalks and surrounding areas where they could hear but not see the president's remarks. Brandon resident Ingrid Hunt is voting for Obama. One of her reasons is that she just doesn't like Romney.
I think he's a blankety blank blank. I do not care for the man at all.
And her friend Sharon Troop said people who criticize Obama for not delivering on his first 4 years in office are being impatient.
Sometimes it takes more than 4 years, but the 4 years he has improved, and I think four more years we will be already on track like we are already now.
President Obama also met with employees and patrons at a donut shop on Kennedy Boulevard and then firefighters at a station on Church Avenue. The president has campaign events in Virginia this afternoon and Ohio tonight. He will cast his early vote this evening in Chicago, where he's registered. Early voting in Florida starts on Saturday. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Ybor City.